here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 15th of May, 2014. It's the anniversary of the founding of the first private mental health hospital in this country, 1817, near Philadelphia, the Asylum for the Relief of Persons Deprived of the Use of Their Reason. It was founded by a group of Quakers at a time when mental illness was widely treated as criminal behavior, when mentally ill people were tied up, they were put in chains, isolated, they were beaten, and the Quakers wanted to model a new type of care. They tried to create a beautiful place with gardens, a lot of outdoor space, 52-acre farm. The groundskeeper found an azalea that somebody had thrown away, and he tended it. And now more than 20 acres of the hospital are planted in azaleas. It's still around today, but under a new name. It's called the Friends Hospital. It's the birthday of the writer who said, "If I didn't know the ending of a story, I wouldn't begin. I always write my last lines first." Catherine Ann Porter, born in Indian Creek, Texas, 1890, author of the short stories Flowering Judas and the novel Ship of Fools. It's the birthday of Lyman Frank Baum, L. Frank Baum, born Chittenango, New York, 1856, went out to Aberdeen, South Dakota, opened up a general store there called Baum's Bazaar. He was popular with the neighborhood kids, which inspired him to write a book after his store went bankrupt. The book was called Mother Goose in Prose, came out in 1897, and 3 years later, he came out with The Wonderful Wizard of Oz, which was a big success right away, and Baum went on to write 13 more novels based on the land of Oz. He was a socialist, L. Frank Baum. He said there were no poor people in the land of Oz because there was no such thing as money, and all property of every sort belonged to the ruler. Each person was given freely whatever he required for his use, and everyone worked half the time and played half the time. It's the birthday of the writer Mary Borden, born Chicago, 1886. Father was a millionaire, earned his fortune prospecting in Colorado. She went off to Vassar College and then took her sizable fortune and set off on a world tour. She was in Europe when World War I broke out. She went to Belgium to volunteer with the Red Cross, though she spoke no French and she had no nursing experience, but she used her money to start a mobile hospital on the front lines. She moved it to wherever the fighting was most intense. She wrote a book about her work as a nurse on the front lines. The Forbidden Zone came out in 1929, as well as many other books, novels, and so forth. She was the aunt of Adlai Stevenson, who ran for president. Here's a poem for today by W.S. Merwin, By the Front Door. Rain through the morning, and in the long pool, a toad singing happiness, old as water. So short, I'll do it again. Rain through the morning, and in the long pool, a toad singing happiness, old as water. By the Front Door, a poem by W.S. Merwin from The Moon Before Morning, published by Copper Canyon Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, you can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's Poetry app, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. Produced by Joy Biles, assistance from Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.